This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for December the 24th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Joshua, chapter 24, verse 15d. It says there, "Choose for yourself this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." End of quote. Every person has a fundamental choice to make. That is this: whom will they serve in their life? Joshua, the mighty leader of the nation Israel, is giving a choice to the people in this above verse, the fundamental choice of the people. There is no doubt about his decision. He already made up his mind. He decided to serve the living God in heaven. However, the people in his days were wavering in their mind, who should they serve? The condition is the same even today. Listen, God who made the heavens and the earth cannot be likened to an image or an idol. God gives breath and life to all. He made all humanity from one man and determined all seasons and matters of this world and rules over all. The choice we face today is this. You see, we can stand in front of man-made idols and bow down, who never speak a word or have any feelings toward you. Why? Because they are made and crafted by human hands. They are the works of people's hands because people make idols. They do not have a life. They cannot save you nor destroy you. However, the Creator God who created all is the one true and living God. He is different and separate from us. Bible says in the book of Psalms 115, it says, "But our God is in heaven. He does whatever he pleases. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of man's hand. They have mouths, but they do not speak. Yes, they have eyes, but they do not see. They have ears, but they do not hear. Noses they have, but they do not smell. They have hands, but they do not handle. Feet they have, but they do not walk. Nor do they mutter through their throat. Those who make them are like them. So is everyone who trusts in them." End of quote. You see, Joshua says they have a fundamental choice to make in their life. Either they can serve the gods of their ancestors beyond the Euphrates, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land they were living, or they can serve the Creator God who created all from nothing. Joshua reminded them their father Abraham was called by the living God when he lived in Ur of Chaldees, an ancient city of Mesopotamia. The gods of his ancestors were human-made idols fashioned and styled by people. However, Abraham responded to God's call and came out of such a place filled with idols and images and followed and served the living God and became a great blessing. Later in his line, the Savior of the world, Jesus Christ, was born. Genesis chapter 12. The living and only one Creator God is the one who created the heavens and the earth, the one who created human beings from the dust of the earth and breathed into their nostrils to make them living, the one who talked to us through the pages of the Bible via prophets in the olden times, the one who finally spoke to us in these last days in and through his Son, Jesus Christ, the one who offered a solution for our basic problem, the problem of sin that hindered our fellowship and friendship with God, the one who sent his only Son, Jesus Christ, for the solution, to die in our place for our sins and iniquities, and who was buried and risen again and rescued and saved us from all our sins and grants eternal life in heaven forever and ever. You see, beloved, God has compassion, mercy, and love toward you. But idols, human-made gods, have no feelings or love for you. They do not care about you a bit. God does not want you to be perished by serving them and wasting all of your life. Bible says this only one and true God so loved the world, so loved you, that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. John 3:16. He loves us, and that is why he sent his only Son Jesus Christ to this world to save men from the power of sin. That is why Jesus died in your place for your sake. He He paid it all for you. The choice is going to be the most critical decision you would ever make on this side of eternity. You see, it is very sad that even certain groups of Christianity, influenced by surrounding idol worship, began making idols and images for worship. The practice which is strictly prohibited by God Himself in Exodus chapter 20 verse 4 and in other Bible verses. Beloved, God, a moment for today's prayer. Pray after me. Father in heaven, I acknowledge you as the Creator God who loves me and provide a way so that I can be in fellowship and friendship with you. I believe Jesus Christ died, buried, and rose again because he loved me and died for my sins. I invite him to my life. I accept Jesus as my Savior and Lord. Lord, I want to serve you for the rest of my life. This is my decision. I have decided to follow Jesus and serve him in my life. Bless me and my family. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.